circle bit, or how it's called, security, certain thing. I'm happy that I'm here. Like, of course it's difficult to enjoy when you are almost all the time in pain, but I'm happy I'm here and I'm doing this thing.
During the winter time or other parts of the year when you're not here, do you think about being here, or do you think about what happened previously and what you're going to do next time, or do you not really have any thoughts about it at all?
You mean next time if I'm going to do the race?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. This I don't know. I would like to come, but let's see what will happen.
But last winter, you knew for a long time that you would come here.
Actually, I didn't know. I didn't have money, but I wanted to come. Yeah. Just, I borrowed money from the bank.
Ah.
So that's why I don't know if I'm coming next year. Because I have to pay back. And, yeah, let's see. I don't know. But I would like to come.
But you're here now, and could you imagine being any other place now that you're here after 7 days?
Yes, I can imagine. Like, it could easily happen that I wouldn't get enough money for the race and then I wouldn't be here. So, yeah, now most probably I would be in Slovakia, in Košice.
You'd be in Slovakia watching a TV of the football game, which is going to take place in a short while.
Most probably not. But, most probably I wouldn't watch the soccer. But, I know that, or I feel that this is good to do, this race. Yeah, it's hard to explain, but, it's like hard to explain why you are coming here and you suffer for days and days. So, like, if you think of it, then you say you are stupid or something, but these thoughts don't come to me. But, I know that this is okay, and I have to transform it. I have to or learn to be in the heart and like enjoying to stay there, and that pain doesn't bother me, or to. Yeah, to conquer my limitations.
I am so fortunate, I am so fortunate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've had so many experiences here. And that are probably very hard to describe, but you're very much different than when you first came here and had never taken that first step. Would you say that was true?
Yes. Yes. Like, especially after, or not especially, but after the first race, they were telling me, people in the center, that when I came back, I changed a lot. And, but it was already 6 years ago, so I think that everybody is changing. So, like, most probably will also be different 6 years ago. But this race definitely helps us. Because everything comes forward. All ignorance. And if you are in extreme situation, then you have to deal with it. Or like, yeah, when I live a kind of easy life, watching TV, doing little, then you don't have to deal maybe so much with your limitations or with the ignorance. But here you are forced. And one thing is, I already said somewhere that, you know, if you are able to be happy under extremely difficult conditions, then it's easier to be happy when the conditions around you are easier.
Sri Chinmoy once said that you had the best smile here. Do you remember when he said that?
Yes. Like first, it happened. It was 2006, and he mentioned on one of the functions that there is one boy that he smiles. It was something like that he smiles a lot, and that. I think that he will give him some gift or something like that. So, there he mentioned on the function that there is one boy who is smiling a lot. And then it was that sometimes he even stops when I'm coming and smiles at me. And he didn't say who it was. And then after I completed the race, then he came to my finish, and then he said that I'm smiling the most. But oh, actually in 2005, we already during ceremony after the race, he said that I'm smiling a lot, and that it is very important to smile. If we are not able to smile, we can even force it to start kind of like with a fake smile, and then later it will become a spontaneous smile or something. It was something like that. These are not exact words.
I think many people would be appreciative of the idea that being cheerful, that the idea that of enjoying life, of finding the best in things and smiling at it, is a really great attribute to have. Is there any, if you were to give a class and teach people this quality, what would you tell them and how to bring this forward in themselves when they're faced with adversity?
To learn
how to smile, how to be smile. Cheerful. What's the clue?
To learn to be in the heart and to feel love inside the heart.
How do you do that?
I don't know how I started doing that, but I know that Sri Chinmoy, he gave you techniques how to learn to be in the heart, and actually this I'm still learning. Like one thing is to bring focus on your heart. Like when you are breathing, try to imagine that I breathe in through my heart and I breathe out through my heart. Or you like to bring focus on my heart. But with breathing, I think it's quite easy to learn how to focus on the heart, not on the mind. Because it's hard to say, oh, okay, what is heart, what is mind? And I think with this exercise, it's somehow... This was for me the easiest, how to find out, oh, right, there is something else than just thinking. And then... when... we are able to, or we can imagine a flower inside us, and this is a very good exercise. Or another way how to learn to be aware that we, or to be in the heart, is to try to imagine that I am a child in the garden, in the flower garden, and this flower garden is our heart. So this is also what I like. And another way is to feel cry, but I think this comes when we are trying to be in the heart, and then we start feeling this kind of inner thirst or inner hunger. And for this I'm very grateful that I feel this inner hunger or inner cry or love to God, to Supreme. Today, I'm very grateful for that.
Today is Father's Day. There's a marathon going on across the street, and it was always a special day in New York when Sri Chinmoy is here. Is it any different for you today?
Yeah, somehow it is sweeter, and definitely it's easier for me to run. Yesterday I was much slower, and actually, yeah, it was much more painful.
Yesterday?
Today, yes, definitely less pain, but it was coming already, like in the evening. I knew that it will be better, and plus it's like oneness. You know, you see other people are running also here, so it's like, it's very nice. I like it.
No, Hari, thank you so much.
You're welcome.